Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Peculiar Portions. Simon.
Lewis.
Daff, the dog.
Lewis.
Welcome.
Daff. Simon.
Now we're all acquainted.
Good.
We can get on with the show, which this week, viewers and listeners will be delighted to hear. We were promised it. Mm. It's my favourite.
Yes.
It's animal news.
Crab. That's a crab thing.
That's non-animal. Oh, that's a crab.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Crab. I'm doing the crab thing.
If crabs could talk, they would say their own name.
Like Pokemon.
That's why we named them crab, you see, because it made a noise that sounded like crab.
No, that is Pokemon.
No, but it's the same. It's
Squirtle.
I know, yeah.
Charlizard.
We've been, yeah. Wow, that's a callback.
Yeah.
That is a callback, a blast from the past. Go on, hit me with the first of this. I haven't got my glasses, so I can't see.
Animal news.
I should really bring in my glasses for this.
No. Forget it. I want to make you look rather sexy. I don't want to have the unsexy bespectacled Lewis. Now, what do you think the cutest animal is?
Axolotl has got a high up there. Very
okay.
Cute.
Can't really cuddle it, though, can you?
I mean, any kind of baby of any animal can be quite cute.
Human. My favourite animal is the baby human.
Was that the right answer? Sorry.
No.
Is there no right answer? Is it a subjective thing?
It's subjective. But a lot of people would answer cockroach.
Would they?
Yeah.
To the cutest animal?
Yes.
Right.
The cutest animal of all.
No.
The cockroach.
I think that no one answered with that. That's a pointless answer.
Oh. Have I won? Or is that bad?
No.
I forget. Is it good to have pointless? On
I
the
think
game
so.
Show pointless?
I think so. You want an answer that no one
right.
gives. We asked 100 people to name a cutest animal. You said cockroach. Our survey said, no, this is so
far. That's the wrong show. That's the wrong show, Lewis. For fuck's sake.
Raleigh Company.
Raleigh is how we pronounce Sir Walter Raleigh.
Isn't it Raleigh?
I think it's Raleigh.
He will pay $2,000 for you to release 100 cockroaches into your home. There's a company who is paying you $2,000 to release 100 cockroaches into your home.
Now, the only way this would be worse is if they paid you $100 to release 2,000 cockroaches into your home.
Yeah, that would be mathematically worse.
Yeah.
But still awful. So is this so they can exterminate them for you? How much do they charge $2,000 to exterminate them?
So it's and then kind you just hand the money back.
It's just like a fun day out.
Yeah. Well, that was an exciting experience.
Yeah, I had my house fumigated.
Having 100 cockroaches just chilling out, making babies.
Now, obviously, it depends on what kind of a home you have. If you have one of those homes where every room is kind of carpeted, inbuilt furniture, lots of mess, lots of crap, lots of dusty areas and corners and boxes, an attic, a basement. Mm. Lots of, you know, areas where you can go down the back of.
Lots of vents and stuff.
That sounds like a disaster. Whereas if you've got one of these, like, really small flats, Just like wood paneled floors, like it's very sealed.
Yeah, wood paneling, maybe with a few gaps in the wood here and there for cockroaches to climb under.
They're quite
and
big.
Live.
You'd have to have quite big wood gaps. I'm just saying.
Can they squeeze down?
It depends on the house.
Can they
If you've got like, if you're living in one of those hoarder houses where there's probably already 2,000 cockroaches in there, 2,000 more is not going to make any fucking difference.
It's only 100. It's $2,000 for 100.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if
not 100 for 2,000.
Imagine you already had a cockroach infestation.
Yeah.
And you were like,
in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take $2,000 to have 100 more. And then get rid of them all, maybe.
Yeah.
I assume that's why they do it, is to show.
Wait, should we read the story?
Why change the habit of a hive time? Go on then. Fuck me. I can't read it.
So there's seven. They want seven homes to participate in a 30-day cockroach elimination study, which will be safe for family members and pets.
Okay.
Cockroaches won't eat you, don't worry. The purpose of the study is to determine how effective new extermination treatment is.
Right.
So you have a new gas or whatever it is.
Maybe it's humane. Maybe it's like they just lay out some bacon and they lure them out. Maybe they have a little flute. And it lures them all out. And then they dance down the street, followed by the cockroaches. That worked before.
And then all the children.
Remember, for rats or whatever.
And they get locked into a mountain forever.
Or children, yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be so good. So they got 30 days. They're going to try the new technique, the new treatment. If it doesn't work, because there is a chance the new treatment won't work, they'll use traditional methods, which presumably are mouse traps. I don't know.
Guns.
Mouse traps with flamethrower. Yeah. Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, knives, grenades. Just the works. Do you think that they have to live in the house the whole time, or is this for people who have a second home and are looking to monetize that?
You know? Sorry, I was just thinking of a really like the worst weapon to use a cockroach. And I was thinking like brass knuckles.
Oh my god, you'd have to keep wiping them clean.
Oh! They'd be popping. Like,
you could get like some Wolverine claws and you could skewer like kebab, like about 10 of them on there.
Yeah, and then the family come home. Oh, have you finished? Yeah, all done here. And like everything's fucking wrecked. Fucking like big claw marks through the TV, all the drapes, every furnishing ruined.
Like the drug enforcement agency's just been through and like cut open all your sofas and your walls and everything.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's got to be some sort of gas, hasn't it?
Probably some sort of gas.
I can't imagine it being anything else. Some pest, some gas, right? That's what they usually use. Like Raid, you know, when you spray it at the fly.
2,000 seems like, I don't know.
For not very much. 100 cockroaches, how many cockroaches? Is that a lot?
Just imagine, do they just come in with a bucket of them and they just empty it out on the floor? All right, see you in 30 days. What?
That's pretty weird, isn't it? Would they leave you to your own devices for 30 days? So you have to deal with the infestation yourself for that?
I guess, unless, as you said, you know, if you have a second home, we go on holiday, but 30 days.
Some people eat cockroaches. They're like,
what?
They're, yeah, you know.
What?
You can, like, barbecue them, probably.
Probably.
Google it. This brought you some of this recipe.
You have, like, a kebab.
That's what I'm saying.
Some, you know, some bell peppers, mushroom. Cockroach, another bell pepper, another mushroom, cockroach.
A little cherry tomato.
Yeah, on the
slice
end.
Slice of courgette.
Oh,
cockroach.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can get those on the barbecue.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
It's not.
It's wet.
Bit of halloumi.
Halloumi?
Bit of squeaky cheese.
Hello you, hello me. Hello cheese. Hello me.
Good cheese. Let's move on.
Okay,
unless there's any more we need to go through in this rubbish article.
Would you do it?
No, fuck no.
$2,000.
I wouldn't do it for $20,000.
You've got to live for 30 days with your house filled with cockroaches.
I think this is worse than
insane,
those fucking island challenge celebrity wank-off adventure where they put B-list B, F-list F.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Z-list celebrities on an island and they have to put their hand in or eat a grub
island.
Or whatever.
Survivor.
It's like worse than that, because this way you'd be worried about it at night. You'd be like trying to do your homework or whatever. You'd be on the phone to your mum. There'd be cockroaches there.
Mum, there's cockroaches everywhere in my house.
Why did I let that man pay me 20 grand or 2 grand to drop a bucket?
What can you even get for $2,000? Can you even get a full tank of gas for that these days?
$2,000. How much does 100 cockroaches cost? If I went to buy them, who's selling?
All right, here we go. Because there must be some fucking lizard or something that eats cockroaches, right? So
you're
probably
right.
Smithy's got like
a bucket of cockroaches in his house. Because if he was smart, he'd take the money
live
and let the lizard out.
Live cockroaches.
That's not a euphemism. He'd let pet lizard out.
Buy cockroaches
again,
on like reptile centre. Yeah, there we go.
And it would chow down on those bad boys.
Okay, so what's the best deal? Wait, they're all the same price. What?
You can get medium-sized ones, large-sized ones, or adult.
Okay, so medium.
These don't look too bad.
15 for £3.
I think these ones look quite cute.
That's a deal.
Dubia cockroaches. They look fine. Is there a worse-looking one? Or is this all it is?
I think this is all that's on here. There might be more.
Buy live cockroaches. It's what we want. Nice fresh ones. See, they look worse because they got longer.
I mean, of course they're going to look nice, you know, on the website.
I could eat that.
How many is this?
Am I allowed to eat cockroaches? Probably
not. You're
vegan.
You can't eat You can't eat fucking figs.
Why not? Oh, because there's a wasp egg or whatever.
Because
they go
there's
on.
Like
a live wasp.
Basically, there's like a living wasp inside the fig as it grows.
Right.
So you're eating literal dead wasp when you're eating a fig.
Well, wasps are shit anyway.
That's why the texture's like that inside.
Do we need wasps though?
Yeah, to pollinate fig trees.
What else? I thought they were one of the ones that was
It's also a very specific wasp called the fig wasp, I believe.
Right. Can I eat wasps?
No.
But we don't need them.
You can't even drink most wine because of the fish bladders.
I'm not in charge of.
You can't eat
this.
Honey.
Well, no, but you.
You've eaten honey, haven't you?
Well, it's good for your hay fever and
stuff.
Oh, my
God.
You have the local honey.
God.
I've got some Bristol local
honey. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to take your V-card.
Oh, my God. Finally. I've been waiting for this day.
That's what we call it, your vegan card, your V-card.
Yeah.
You're going to have to remove that from you, sir.
Well, I'm sorry to relinquish it. But I'm just saying that we should be doing
our... steak's not vegan as well, right?
Yeah, I think that was the first one on the list. If there's a list, I'm just saying. Wasps and honey are quite
low down
on that edge case, right? Because someone needs to, we need to get rid of the wasps. Do you know what I mean? And if we're eating them, I'm not saying we should start farming them.
Because there'll be more than ever if we farm them.
Yeah, we don't want that.
That'd be the opposite.
If people were starting to get a taste for wasps, that's a problem.
So what we should do is not eat them and not farm them, and then there'll be less of them than if we had. So currently, as we are now,
this is the best scenario. Good, right. No, but there is a case for taking insects and grinding them up and making insect protein, isn't there?
Right.
And having
for
that.
Lizards to eat.
Sure, well, or humans.
What?
It's quite nourishing. It's like a thing, isn't there? They're doing it all over the world.
If you've eaten... If you've eaten like any fresh food or processed food, you've eaten insects.
Yes.
Because they get in the fruit, they get in the veg, there's bits of them in everything. In processed food,
it's delicious.
Loads of them.
Well, you need a bit of that. protein. It's good.
Yeah, it all gets mashed up.
And humans you don't even have been in it for ages. It. Anyway, cockroaches.
Very cheap.
I'm just saying.
Should we get 100 and just let them out in the office?
$2,000.
For just friends. Well, no, we won't get the $2,000 because you have to be in like this, in rally.
So much are they? £3.15?
Yeah.
So they're not very expensive.
So about six of them.
Who's selling 15
cockroaches for $25 or so?
Who's doing
well,
this?
Well, less than that now, isn't it?
It's not a very good return on your... You think you could get more for a cockroach? How much would you think a cockroach is worth if you wanted to buy one in a shop?
As a pet?
No, not as a pet. Just as a...
As a treat?
Yeah.
Instead of like the M&S Jaffa cakes, I just open up a pack. Well, Tom, do you fancy a cockroach? It's Marks and Spencer's cockroach.
How much?
I don't know, 10p.
Yeah, 10p. Where are you getting your cockroaches from? If you were running a cockroach...
China.
If you were running a cockroach selling business...
Yeah.
It would be a lot of work. How much would you want to sell your cockroaches
for?
No.
As a buyer, I'd buy them for 10p. If I was selling them, it'd be like a pound each.
Exactly.
And I'd paint them gold.
So what I'm saying is invest like now.
Golden cockroach.
If you can get them cheaper than what you'd sell them for, it's a good business opportunity.
Yeah.
Just saying. Think about it.
So what you're saying...
Everyone's saying Bitcoin.
Right.
You know, all this crypto... And
still been going terribly.
GameStop.
As of time of recording, it's crashed horribly.
But I'm like sure next week it'll be back up to wherever it was again, because this is how this works. And it's constantly that. But just saying, maybe cockroaches are the future. You know, they're...
Don't invest in crypto. Invest in cockro. Sure.
It does sound like one of the cryptos, doesn't it? I bought 5 cockro today.
They stole my cockroaches! My cockroaches is all gone! I was going to have an animated TV series with my cockroach!
Dungeons and Randomness is putting on Theriathon 2024 this Saturday starting at noon EST on twitch.tv/DANDR. What's Theriathon, you might be asking yourself? That is a fantastic question. It's 12 straight hours of D&D featuring 3 of our groups, back to back to back. Every year has a different theme, and this year we've got something super special for you. Everyone wants to be an adventurer, but most folks simply don't have the skill for it, or they don't want to risk their lives. But the floating magic city of Umenyiro has the answer. High above it all, a small sect of mages have created something called Dreamscape. A way to implant fantastic adventuring memories into your brain without all that pesky risk of death. It almost always works perfectly fine, but recently there have been some anomalies. That's where you lovely people come in. You can help guide each group to safety in case of any, you know, glitches that may occur during their games. Hopefully with your help, we'll get everyone back to safety and, you know, defeat any ancient evil that may be lurking in the magic that we use to implant memories into brains. See you all there Saturday at noon Eastern for 12 hours of Theriathon.
Okay, now, can we have a little X-Files music?
That music was the scariest thing about that fucking show, wasn't it? I remember as a kid, I was terrified watching the intro to that X-Files. All that weird shit in the front, do you remember? X-Files, it had like all these weird like flashing images of like, oh, warning, confidential.
Almost
all this
subliminal
spooky
messages
yeah.
popping up briefly and then disappearing.
And then it was just like those two hanging around in an office, chatting and being funny and stuff.
Mulder, you're such a fucking idiot.
It's all real, Scully. It's all real.
So what's this one? America.
Vampires are real, Scully.
Oh, don't be fucking stupid.
Yeah, and then it would be, there'd be some guy with some fucking fangs they find. And he could be an alien or a weird genetic mutant or some weird thing. Man, it was a show. Let's do this instead.
A mysterious animal. Not the one on the right that you're looking at. That's just a hippo, I think.
Right.
That's not a mysterious animal.
Oh my fucking god, this picture. It looks like a furry.
It literally looks like someone
in a cat suit.
In a furry. I think it looks like a wolf. A wolf
it does
furry.
A little bit look like a wolf furry, whatever that type of furry is.
It may actually be an animal.
It's not. No, it's on up on two legs, though.
A cryptozoological beast.
I see. Some description. I see. Yes. So, yes, there's mysterious photos that have been taken. One is a hippo, clearly. The other one is some sort of creepy furry.
Mm.
And
this is very photo-based. So if you're listening to this...
Sorry.
Okay,
so... I haven't picked this one.
So this is Fort Worth San Antonio Zoos. So this is multiple zoos. And this is after another sighting. So that's three different locations that have spotted...
Well, I mean, that's a hippo, though, on the right.
Yeah, that's just a hippo.
Right, so I know we've been through this a few times, but...
Yeah.
So one zoo shared a weird picture of a furry, and the other zoo's like, we've seen a weird animal too! And they posted a picture of a hippo.
Well, I don't know what the other... That's the same one, isn't it? And that's a hippo. Breaking mysterious figure. Oh, they're trying to be funny, right?
Okay, next.
They're trying to be funny because it's a hippo. And that's an elephant. Okay, I see what they've done. They've just...
They're mocking the original...
These aren't even real pictures. They've photoshopped it. They photoshopped it.
So two other zoos are trolling the initial zoo.
That doesn't seem very nice, does it? That's cyberbullying.
Of a zoo?
Yeah.
Well, is it?
The zoo's... No, they're terrified.
Are they going to grab the zoo?
There's a wolf man.
Get him behind the bike sheds and, like, you know, beat him up or whatever they do. Or like,
flush their head down the toilet.
Yeah, that poor zoo's going to have his head flushed down the toilet.
Mm.
I don't feel sorry for him. He's a corporate interest. Do you know what I mean?
So it's a night vision camera shot, right? And I think there's video footage, and they've taken a still from the video. So it's night, it's dark, and in the darkness you can see a figure in grey. A humanoid figure that does... literally look like someone in a furry outfit of a wolf or maybe a fox.
Is this the... You've just repeated. Are you okay?
I'm just saying this clear for people that are listening to the audio version.
I feel like you've just repeated that. I feel like I'm in some weird deja vu.
So there's a picture and it's taken from a video. And
are
it's
we
like
stuck
a
in a
still,
time loop? Is this one of like those X-Files episodes where the same thing's happening but I'm getting a remembrance through from...
I just
the
want
last
to make it
loop.
Clear to people that can't see the picture.
Is this repeating?
What we're talking about, right?
I know. Why did you pick
I know
this
that
one?
You, I know that you know.
They know. They've heard it at least twice.
But when we're referring to like a furry, I just want to make it clear to them that it does literally look like that. We're not being funny.
Or the picture.
Right? We're not being funny.
We're not.
Never funny on PT.
So maybe we should stop this one.
So there is literally... It literally looks like someone in a furry outfit at a zoo.
It does.
But it may not
was.
Be. It may be a wolf
no, it
on its hind legs.
No.
It may be a coyote.
No, it might be, actually, yeah. It might be.
Or it may just be the wind.
Hmm.
I don't know, maybe a pair of trousers and a jacket draped over something.
I see. A series of leaves.
It's like an optical illusion. It's not actually a wolf man.
No.
What do you think? Do you think it is someone in an outfit?
Or some sort of cryptozoology creature, some sort of cryptid.
Yeah.
A rare unknown life form that happens to be hanging around the zoo.
Maybe it was like, oh, this is where the animals hang out. I'm an animal. I'm going to see my bros.
Did I tell you about the...
But it came at night and it was closed. So
did I tell you about the flamingo? Wait. Brazilian zoo flamingo on this podcast. Did I tell you about that?
What are you talking about?
Was that my other podcast?
The Brazilian zoo flamingo.
Hmm.
Do you want to elaborate? On this Brazilian zoo flamingo?
I think I told it on Triforce. A friend of mine knows a lot of vets. He's a big animal lover. He's got a lot of animals.
Right.
And one of his vets worked in a Brazilian zoo.
Right.
And from time to time...
there was a flamingo.
Flamingos were turning up dead in the flamingo enclosure.
Oh, my God.
They took one of them to the vet. And the vet did a necropsy.
Yeah.
Which is like an animal autopsy. And was like, you guys better install some cameras.
And they were like, was okay. Someone fucking the flamingos to death?
When
this is horrible. When these... this isn't the heartwarming news that
no,
I wanted.
It's awful.
We should just mute Lewis or bleep him out and just have my reaction
this guy
to
was,
this story.
Was fucking the fancy chicken.
Why you gotta phrase it like that? Why you gotta phrase it like that?
It's like a
that?
Pink fancy chicken. And he was getting off on it every night. Just that this story reminded me of it for some reason, you know, because people do creep into zoos. The security's not great. You know, they're quite big, often in urban areas. You know, often animals just fucking get out, you know, all the time.
I do worry that one day I'll be like walking to the office and there'll just be a tiger. And there'll be that, the stupid part of my brain will take over and I'll go, psh, 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 psh. And I'll try and stroke it and I'll get Timothy Treadwell.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
That is bad. But that is how a lot of these people have seen like big cats all over Britain, you know, like pumas and stuff jumping into the road. And everyone who sees one is like, that was not like a household cat or a deer.
I've seen a few cougars.
Around Bristol.
Yeah.
Have you? You know where to look.
Yeah.
But there's like that park in London, isn't there, where there's all the green parrots? Because they all escaped out of the zoo and started breeding.
Yeah.
And there's loads of lizards down Park Street, up along in Bristol, up Park Street and all up to Clifton. There's a load of lizards that live along the in the cracks on the walls and stuff that
what
escaped
kind
from
of,
the zoo.
What the fuck are
they're
you
They're like little
talking
lizards.
About?
Yeah, they're little geckos.
What the fuck?
There's loads of them.
Is this real?
Yeah. It's like a whole, you can see
what?
Them.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They have like an urban, they've adapted to like urban area and they've got like a little habitat. There's loads of little urban-y animals living in places where zoos have, they've escaped from zoos and just survived somehow.
Do they live off of like the bins outside Nando's?
I'm fucking assuming so. That's like treat day.
I can't, okay.
You're just digesting that story.
You've blown my mind like twice now in the last few minutes.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's a lot to process.
Well, I just give me a reality check.
Can I just take a lizard home with me? Could I just go up there and take a lizard?
Yeah.
Am I breaking some kind of law?
No.
If I just take a lizard? The cats would probably play with it to death. that's the downside.
All right. Play with it to death.
Mm.
Play with us. Yeah, well, no, you'd have to look after it. You couldn't just let it roam free in your fucking house.
No.
You're not no cockroach house man.
I'll just release 100 lizards into my house.
You'd have to have it in a bucket or something. Or like a...
oh, God, just imagine how many I'd
like a
step
desk
on
drawer.
Accidentally.
Why would you have 100?
Because I've got a woodlouse problem. And I'm like, maybe the lizards could take
you're thinking of, I see.
But now I'm like, instead of having to dodge woodlice... when I'm like barefoot in the kitchen getting a glass of water.
She knows.
Now I'm going to have to fucking try not to step on these fucking lizards. And I'm sure lizards, when you step on them, it's not nice. I'll probably slip on a lizard.
Well, no, but they're very...
I'll break
no,
my neck.
No, but the lizards...
I'm lying there.
They're very grippy.
Ah,
you're not going to slip on a... That lizard is... It's like a
yeah.
Sucker pad.
Yeah. It isn't when I step on it and its insides go out of it. And I slip on its intestines.
But you don't tend to stomp when you're walking. You tend to be like gent. You're placing one foot.
Awkward.
Well, look, the other problem is when those lizards do get out of control, you need another animal to control those lizards.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And you don't want to get something that's too big that it also eats the cats. Or.
Oh, shit.
But then actually, it would be nice if there was like a middle ground, you know?
Goldilocks.
An animal that was between that small lizard and the cat, that the cat could keep control of, but not...
rats.
Right, I see.
Release rats.
That sounds perfect, actually.
100 rats.
So if
take care of the 100 lizards.
To take care of the 100 woodlice.
And because I've only got 2 cats, I'm going to have to get another 98 cats to take care of the rat situation.
But how many people do you need to look after 98 cats? What's the normal number?
You have to have 99 roommates move in.
Right.
And there's only two beds, so...
You'd have to have an extension, I guess.
There could be a third with the sofa bed thing. Okay, three beds.
Right. Well, they can't sleep on the floor, because that's where all the rats and cats and lizards
33 and a third sleep. People to a bed.
I think you can make it work. Be a bit like a clown car. Well, a couple could go in the bath.
God, can you imagine? Like, get up in the night for a glass of water and I step on someone.
You get your machete out and push through the jungle vines.
Again, I'm saying that I accidentally step on someone that's on the kitchen floor sleeping and I just squish them to death. Oh, their insides come out.
Whoop. Well, they're not that slippy humans.
They're all greased up.
What to fit in there?
I got to use up that 55-gallon drum of lube that I ordered for your Alexa.
Amazon Alexa.
Yeah.
That was on Eurovision night that happened.
Lewis made me pay for it, and I had to take it home.
Well, you were messing around. I was warning you not to order stuff on there because it just goes through.
What was it I did again? Alexa,
don't do it again.
Alexa,
it's okay.
Order 55-gallon drum of lubricant.
And then she says, "Are you sure?"
Yes.
and then that's
checkout basket.